We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a few clouds and 54 degrees. A CDC advisory panel has made its recommendations for a third dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Protocols, four votes mapped out just who would get the boosters. The panel unanimously voted for age 65 and older to receive it. The second, for a booster shot for ages 50 to 64 with underlying conditions, was approved 13-2. The narrowest approval margin, 9-6, allowed booster shots on individual benefit and risk for ages 18 to 64. But the same age group will not get shots on an occupational basis and other considerations. The panel saying the data is not there for health workers, inmates, and others in close contact to warrant the extra shot. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police say a 16-year-old girl is dead and three teenagers are in custody after shots were fired while two vehicles chased each other near the campus of Wichita State University.
It happened around 1:15 Thursday afternoon when officers were called to the area of 15th and Belmont after receiving a report about shots fired. A vehicle carrying a group of teenagers arrived at Wesley Medical Center with the girl in the car. She later died at the hospital. The other vehicle, which had been stolen, was recovered after the suspects fled on foot. They were captured near 17th and Hillside. Police Captain Jeff Weibel says witnesses reported the two vehicles chasing one another through a neighborhood.
I'm thankful that the community members that called in and we had contact with, because, you know, to curb some of this violence, it's going to take the community as a whole, and it's going to take loved ones and parents of the teenagers involved to work through this tragedy as well as help prevent some of this violence.
A preliminary investigation indicates the groups in the two cars knew each other. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police now identify the deceased as 16-year-old Azuri Jones. Two 17-year-old males and a 16-year-old male faced first-degree murder and other charges. Two men were injured and a young child was grazed in a shooting in South Wichita last evening in the 900 block of South Mission. Police found two men, one in his 30s, the other in his 60s, with gunshot wounds. They were hospitalized in serious condition. A police spokesman said a child under the age of 10 was treated by EMS after being grazed by a bullet. The suspect, identified as a man in his early 20s, was found nearby and taken into custody. That suspect found with two guns in his possession, with calibers that matched bullets' casings found at the shooting scene. Gunfire erupted at a supermarket outside of Memphis, Tennessee, Thursday, and sources say they've got more details about the shooter.
Fox TV affiliate WHBQ in Memphis says multiple law enforcement sources say the shooter was a disgruntled employee working for a vendor that was supplying the Kroger supermarket. 12 people injured, 2 people dead. One of those was the shooter. One employee, Gene Kurzowski, managed to get out unhurt as SWAT teams cleared each aisle.
That's the most horrifying experience I've ever, ever had.
Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane said of the investigation,
we're going to carry this thing as far as we can to see and make sure that there's no one else involved.
Management at the supermarket said counseling's available for anyone impacted. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Governor Laura Kelly says troopers from the Kansas Highway Patrol will be deployed to Louisiana Saturday to provide additional support in and around areas affected by Hurricane Ida.
KHP troopers are deploying as part of an Emergency Management Assistance Compact, a multi-state agreement that allows states to send government aid to other states in emergency situations. Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones said, as a result of the devastation that came with Hurricane Ida, the Louisiana State Police has formally requested our assistance, along with the assistance of other state police and emergency management agencies, and we stand ready to help. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Even though some people who've been vaccinated are still coming down with COVID-19, health officials continue to push vaccinations as the key to ending the pandemic. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News.
Here we are in 2021, and who knew? Last year, I didn't think that we would be dealing with this during the holidays. Well, the holidays are coming up. But here we are, approaching the end of September, and it is as much of a problem as it's ever been with us having 300-plus new cases a day.
Adrian Byrne is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021. Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is Friday morning, and the time is 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Okay, we have a grass fire reported downtown, kind of at the Water Walk, 500 block of South Main. A grass fire reported in the area. You're going to want to watch for fire crews headed that direction. Probably avoid the area if you can. Again, that's the Water Walk area, 500 block of South Main. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some high clouds drift in from the west. Mostly sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 85. Some clouds may linger this evening, then clearing off overnight. Our low 56. Sunny on Saturday with a high 83. Sunshine, windy, and 93 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a few clouds, 63, make that 53 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve, at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Another nice autumn day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees, normal high for the date, 81. So we were just about, 5 degrees more higher than normal. Yeah, warmer than normal yesterday. On this date in 1972, lightning struck and killed a man in Waldport, Oregon, when he was carrying 35 sticks of dynamite.
Oh, no.
That was apparently quite a lightning strike.
Oh, no.
35 sticks of dynamite. Okay.
There's no more to that?
That's all.
We don't know where he was going, why he had it?
I don't think he's ever been found again.
There were no follow-up. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's hard to do a follow-up interview after.
Not that one, no. On this date in 1869, thousands of businessmen were ruined in a Wall Street panic known as Black Friday after financiers Jay Gould and James Fisk attempted to corner the gold market. So, on the big Black Friday on Wall Street, this was in the 1869. Yeah. We haven't had just the one you know, bad time in 1929. There have been several bad times in that market over the years. I hope it doesn't happen again soon. When those totals are way up there as far as the three indices go. The boyfriend, here's your update on Gabby and what's his face. The boyfriend of Gabby Petito, whose body was found at a national park in Wyoming after that cross-country trip with him, has been charged with unauthorized use of a debit card.
That's your big update?
Yeah. Did you know this? I saw yesterday. He's facing charges. I thought it was murder. Word of his being hit with a criminal charge comes as searches continue looking for him in Florida swampland. Federal grand jury indictment filed in U.S. District Court in Wyoming alleges Brian Laundrie made unauthorized withdrawals or charges worth more than $1,000 during the time Petito was missing.
Mm.
Does not say who the card issued by Capital One Bank belonged to. FBI Special Agent in Charge Michael Schneider says the warrant issued yesterday will let law enforcement across the country continue pursuing Laundrie while the investigation continues into Petito's homicide. And Laundrie has been named a person of interest in the case. This is, you know, in this day and age, we all leave our little tracks everywhere. You use a credit card, there's a record.
So now, theoretically, if they find him, they can arrest him for something.
Something. Yeah, I think that's it. You got to have a reason to arrest him, and right now he's a person of interest. In that case,
well, he's a suspect now.
He's a suspect in
this charge.
In that charge, yeah, but in the murder charge, he's just a person of interest right now. So, yeah, they're looking for ways to get a hold of this guy. I personally, if he hasn't shown up at a convenience store or somebody spotted him somewhere by now, I got a feeling he might be gator bait out there in that swamp. What do you think, Ted?
It seems more likely every day.
A very, very likely scenario. 6:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And the hunt for a bull on New York's Long Island is now over. The animal had escaped from a farm and eluded searchers for 2 months.
Whoa.
Has been captured. This is on Long Island.
Cow on the loose.
Authorities say the 1,500-pound bull was captured late Wednesday by staffers with the Skylands Animal Sanctuary and Rescue. Photos from the sanctuary show the bull on a bed of hay inside a trailer. Officials say Suffolk County police used drones and helicopters to help find the bull, which broke through the fence of a farm back in July. And while the bull was on the lam, residents would post images of sightings on social media.
Yeah, but hanging out at the beach.
Took months to
go to Coney Island. Yeah. You know, having quite the time.
Got to find somebody who knows what to do with a great big bull, I guess. Let's see here. We got a lot of sports to talk about this weekend. We're going to let you get to that.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Pretty quick here. There's a lot going on. And here locally, it's going to be, looks like pretty nice weather for it. We're going to talk about that, too. All coming up. It's Friday with Steve and Denon. Hey, a couple of hours from now, we'll talk to Mitch Holtis, even. How about that?
Our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That'll be at 8:15 this morning in 2 hours. And we'll get the big Chiefs-Chargers preview from Mitch.
6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and let Ted do lead-off sports this morning on this Friday morning. Ted?
Speaking of the Chiefs, that's coming up on Sunday at noon. You got the Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Division opener for the Chiefs. KC is favored by a touchdown at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. Chiefs have won 31 of their last 35 division games. Well, that's
wow.
I think
pretty good record.
I think two of those four losses are two of the Chargers. Both are in the top 10 in the NFL in offense, but one team scores more than the other. Kansas City is averaging 34 points a game. The Chargers' trouble is they get all this yardage, but then they can't punch it in. They're only averaging 19 points a game, and they're next to last in the NFL in red zone touchdowns.
Wow.
So they get inside the 20, and then they don't do anything. We'll see what happens here. These are both in the top five in the league in passing yards, too. Both top five in the league in third down conversions as well. So see what happens on Sunday.
And here lately, the Chiefs are about what last in the league in giving up points in the red zone.
The Chiefs last in the league in giving up yardage. Here's a horrible stat. The Chiefs are giving up 7.6 yards per play to the opposition.
That's big.
That's good.
That's a lot of yardage.
No, got to get that solved. Chiefs have two of their next three at home. All right, Arrowhead Stadium, Chiefs-Chargers on Sunday, kickoff at noon. Pregame coverage begins at 11 o'clock Sunday morning on the Chiefs Radio Network with Mitch Holthus and the crew. And, you, of course, your radio home of the Chiefs is right here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So get ready for that on Sunday. College football, big matchup tomorrow evening in a matchup of ranked teams. 25th-ranked Kansas State visiting 22nd-ranked Oklahoma State. Both teams are undefeated, 3-0. It's the conference opener. K-State is a touchdown underdog going down to Stillwater. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. K-State at Oklahoma State, both undefeated. Kansas is on the road tomorrow at Duke. It's the non-conference finale for the Jayhawks. KU has lost its last 10 straight road games. The Jayhawks are a 16-point underdog heading to the East Coast to take on Duke. Jayhawks are 1-2. Duke is 2-1. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and that game will kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Listen to the Jayhawks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College football tomorrow in the KCAC. You've got 18th-ranked Bethel on the road at Ottawa tomorrow afternoon. Big matchup, 22nd-ranked Southwestern visiting 15th-ranked Avila. Both teams are undefeated at 3-0. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. High school football, it's week 4 of high school football in the state of Kansas. Got some good matchups to look at tonight, including Bishop Carroll on the road visiting undefeated Dodge City tonight. See how things go out west for Bishop Carroll. Undefeated McPherson is hosting 2-1 Winfield. Cheney is off to a 3-0 start. They're visiting 2-1 Hugoton. And Sedgwick is 3-0. Sedgwick hosting 2-1 Stanton County tonight. High school matchups to look at here in week 4 of high school football play. Minor League Baseball. Final weekend of the season. It's the AA Central Championship Series downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita Wind Surge hosting the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Wichita, however, trailing in this five games in this best of five series, 2-0. So Wichita must win three games in a row to win the championship. Any loss will be the end of the season for the Wind Surge. Definitely game 3 tonight, 7:05 downtown at Riverfront Stadium, Fire postgame fireworks show. If the Surge win, game 4 would be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If the Surge win both those, then there will be a deciding finale, game 5 Sunday at 5 o'clock at Riverfront Stadium. So hopefully the Surge has a 3-game winning streak in them to win a championship. If not, they'll finish runner-up. We have a big volleyball match in Wichita this evening.
Really?
If you want to see some elite volleyball, Newman is hosting the 4th-ranked team in the nation. Newman is hosting Nebraska Kearney at 6 o'clock tonight. So you might want to, if you're a volleyball
good
fan,
volleyball.
Check that out.
Yeah.
This is pretty good stuff right there. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals will be in Detroit this weekend taking on the Tigers. Royals-Tigers will have Saturday's game on KFH after KU football. And then the Royals and the Tigers Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on KFH. So you can listen to the Royals this weekend. And one more Major League Baseball note. The St. Louis Cardinals won again yesterday, 8-5 at Milwaukee. Beat the first-place Brewers. The St. Louis Cardinals are now on a 12-game winning streak. Their longest in 39 years. And they have a nice 4.5-game lead for a playoff spot.
That's great.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The three main colors of good health. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.